When I arrived home in West Egg that night, I thought for a moment that my house was on fire. It was 2 o'clock, and the whole area was blazing with light. I turned a corner and saw that it was Gatsby's house, lit from top to bottom. Another party, I thought at first. But there was no sound at all, except for the wind in the trees, which blew the wires and made the lights go on and off. As my taxi drove away, I saw Gatsby walking towards me across his lawn. "Let's go to Coney Island in my car, old sport."
"It's too late."
"What about a swim in my pool?"
"I've got to go to bed."
After a moment, I said, "I talked with Miss Baker. I'll call Daisy tomorrow and invite her to tea. Which day would be good for you?"
"Which day would suit you?"
Gatsby said quickly.
"I don't want to cause you any trouble."
"How about the day after tomorrow?"
He considered for a moment.
"I want to get the grass cut."
I looked at my lawn and the border with his, and I suspected he meant my grass.
"There's another little thing,"
he started to say.
"Shall I postpone it for a few days?"
"Oh, it's something completely different. I mean, look here, old sport, you don't make much money, do you?"
"No, not very much."
"I thought not. You see, I have a little business on the side, so I thought, you sell bonds, don't you, old sport?"
"I try to."
"Well, I think you'll be interested in this. It wouldn't take up much of your time, and you could earn a nice bit of money. It's a rather confidential thing."
I became very suspicious and decided to stop there.
"Thank you for the offer, but I've got enough work at the moment."
He told me it wasn't connected to Wolfsheim and waited for me to continue the conversation. But I didn't, so he reluctantly went home.